Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Welcome to a Wednesday edition of Weekly Conversation, folks. Welcome. I'm your man with the mic. The Conversationalist, thank you for tuning in. We got a lot of puppets out there because they're buying it hook, line, and sinker. Oh, how dare you? You know, like, I guess, like, pro-abortion people are, like, racist and all this stuff, even though I'm going to save a black baby from dying, you know? Just want to know what there's a little thing called Planned Parenthood, and what did Margaret Sanger want to do? Oh yeah, she wanted to sterilize the whole black population. So why would I be racist if I want to save a black baby? Well, they have to come up with something, because Lord forbid everyone that's arguing for abortions, they actually want to have abortions legal, but then they wouldn't be here if their mom supported abortion. Dr. Oz thinks she's going to win. Lord help us. I mean, that race in Pennsylvania, I don't like Dr. Oz. I don't want either candidate. There was that black woman that I wanted, but no. It's sad. You got too many D's with an R in front of their name. Tens of millions of working class Americans in the Republican Party are supposedly white nationalists. Like, you know, Terrence K. Williams, yeah, he's a white nationalist. Ben Carson, the 4Js. Like, the new press secretary, when she was asked, like, well, how does taxing, like, these big corporations, how is that going to cut inflation? You know, how is me having to pay more in taxes, so I'm going to have more taken off the bottom line, which means, I'll get into that, so much more. So, welcome to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. Don't forget 2 Corinthians 7:10. For the kind of sorrow God wants us to experience leads us away from sin and results in salvation. There is no regret for the kind of sorrow, but worldly sorrow which lacks repentance results in spiritual death. Think about that as you're going through your day to day. Thank you so much. It's just been, you know, I do so much. I'm busy in a winter paper for hanging with the social problem and all this stuff. And, you know, I'm bad at keeping up with people and family and friends and this and that. And when you have COVID and you can't work, and then your wife can't work, and then you're, okay, what do you do for bills? Because you didn't have the money. And, you know, so you're relying on, you're a frog. You're fully relying on God to help you out. And it's been crazy, and now we got like almost $5 a gallon gas. I think it's the first time in our nation's history where gas in every state is above $4 a gallon. I didn't vote for that. Remember, the Republican way isn't going to get us out of this, neither is the Democratic way. Jesus said, I'm the only way. I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one can get to the Father except through me. But Elon Musk has come out and said that he's going to be voting for Republicans in this next election. We'll see, Elon. We'll see, because I don't even trust my vote anymore. I honestly don't. If I vote for who I vote for, I don't even know if it even counts. If you watch 2,000 Mules, makes you wonder if it even counts. I mean, you can't explain away to me. I want someone to explain how someone's stuffing ballots in a ballot box at 2 a.m. and then taking rubber gloves off and throwing them in the dumpster. Explain that one to me. Explain how that's legit. Well, these are my family members, and I don't want to be seen as... Oh, don't worry, Grandma. I'll fill in the ballot for you. I know who you'd vote for. You'd vote for Biden. In a lot of those states, even if it was for Trump, the ballot would be invalid because you can't do that. But don't worry, folks. We just need to get rid of all these pro-life racists that want to save black babies from being slaughtered. Because that's one of the claims that we're basically racist. We're white nationalist racist because we want to stop. We want to take away women's freedoms. No. We don't want to take away your freedom. We just don't want you to kill a baby. Terrence K. Williams wouldn't be the man he is. He wouldn't have gone from the foster house to the White House if it wasn't for, oh yeah, that's right, foster families and adoptions and things like that. Me and my wife would die to have a kid. Can't do it. Wish we could. Wish I did, but I can't. My wife can't, so, you know, I'd die to have a kid and be able to pass on my DNA. You got millions of people that are just going along with the script, hook, line, and sinker. That's what's funny. These politicians are like, oh, we'll make sure that this happens. They're just sitting back. We're just going to sit back while these kids do our bidding for us. Yep, but they fight, we win. Why are you screaming at the top of your lungs to get out of my bleeping streets and this and that and all this crap, and if it wasn't for your mom being pro-life, you wouldn't be here. You want to be able to slaughter babies. Meanwhile, we got almost $5 a gallon gas nationwide, almost $5 a gallon gas nationwide, record high, stock market's going down. We have formula shortages, it's taking two babies to the hospital in Tennessee. Oh yeah. Everything's going through the roof. Pretty soon I'm going to be getting on the conversation saying that they're going to change their name from the Dollar Tree to the Inflation Tree. That's right. And then you got all these people that are like, you will call my son or daughter by their proper pronoun because, you know, it offends him if you call them what they're not. I said, no, God don't make mistakes. He made men and women. Look between your legs and you'll know what gender you are. Sorry, not apologizing for that one. No, sorry. Mm-mm. I'm so tired of these. I think they get it from the black people that try to use the color of skin to do stuff and be lazy and not work. And then, if you find me, it's because of the color of my skin. Trust me, I've worked with some black people that are amazing, that bust their butt, that are hard. Like Michael Jordan, I guarantee you, he is. To get to where he did, he had to bust his butt every day. It's not racist when you have people that try to use the color of their skin to their advantage. Oh, I see what it is. No, I see what it is. You were on Facebook taking 75 selfies and posting them to your Facebook page while you were in the bathroom. Don't try to say it's because of the color of your skin you're getting fired. Not today. Mm-hmm. We had people on my job that were white that would say that a guy figured out how to get onto their Facebook page through somebody, and she bragged that she was at a concert when she called in to work sick. And they said, if you would have told us you wanted to go to the concert, we would have made arrangements so that your shift could have been covered. But we had they had to write her up, and it was enough to where they, it was too many to where they fired her. Sorry, you have too many write-ups. So you have to let you go. What? If you were being honest with this, you're at a concert. I've seen your Facebook post. Yeah, if you're sick and you're using that as an excuse to go somewhere or do something, don't post it on the internet. Don't tell people you're at a concert when you're supposedly sick. But that's this generation. Don't worry, folks. That's this generation. It's Republican, Democrat, anti-American generation where I'm going to blame everything. Instead of the fact that I'm lazy. Oh, that's right, yeah. No, see, man, if it's all, I could get away with that if I was white. No. Mm-mm. Trust me, I've already worked with lazy white people, and they get sent to me. A guy that dishwasher, like, a job I had for like 4 hours. The next day, he's like, hold on. He couldn't even come in the next day. He was so tired and so sore. I'm like, okay, you need help. If you can't work a four-hour shift, you need help. Yeah, he didn't even, don't even come back. Because if we need you on a 9 or 10 hour shift, sorry. I've been in the restaurant business most of my career. Trust me. I've worked 17-hour days. You get used to it. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. But I think that's what's happening. Well, if they can use the color of skin to try to get away with stuff, I'm going to do... Oh, I see what it is. I identify as somebody I'm not. They identify as a doctor because I went to the bank the other day, wondering why my bank account didn't have much money in it. And I'm like, man, I actually identify as a banker that's wealthy, so why does my account reflect that? I mean, my bank account should have lots of money because I identify as a doctor who's won the lottery 50 times with a 600 and 99 credit score just because I've never had a credit card, so I've never had to use credit. But if I had used credit, it'd probably be 800. But that's what I identify as, and you better recognize me as somebody who's got lots of money and is famous and stuff. So you need to, like, when I go places, I should just be like, you should just, like, you know, put a picture of me on the wall. And since I let you do that of me, you know, like, I eat for free, you know, kind of like, hey, he comes here. So you get people coming in to eat just because I come there. Well, I mean, that's what it should be, right? That's what I identify as. Like, finally, I heard of this, like, one celebrity or some, like, superstar sports person that, like, he was sponsored by, like, a razor company. And he finally said, yeah, because they were giving, like, all these razors and stuff because as part of it, he goes, can I donate those? I've got millions. I can afford to buy razors. I can afford to buy this stuff. Can I donate mine to people that can actually need it? I'm like, what a concept. Finally, you know, some people can't afford deodorant, but if you're sponsored by a deodorant company, you probably get like 800 tubes to use. You probably get like a lifetime supply of that stuff. But like the people, you know, but the person that can afford to buy it, he's giving it free because he's sponsored by him. But and finally somebody, I forget who it was, I think it was an NFL player, finally like, I want to donate all these razors because I can buy them. Kind of sounds to me like yep, I don't use that kind of razor. Can I donate these so I can use the one that I buy? If you ever saw Forrest Gump, yeah, I never used that ping pong paddle. It's just a little white lie. I'm sitting okay, don't hurt nobody, you know. But finally someone's like, hey, I've got billions of dollars. I can buy my own racers. I'm going to give these away. And they probably still could have given them razors and donated the ones they were going to give them anyways. But that's just where we live in, folks. Everyone's got their panties in a wad, complaining and pissing on about something. Well, I identify as a toaster, so you better refer to me as an it. No, I'm going to refer to you as needing help. Are you going to refer to him with the right pronoun? No, he needs help. He doesn't need encouragement. These kids that are lost need help. They don't need encouragement. 99% of the people out there are a male or a female. Very few people. I think no, you need help. God don't make mistakes. He don't. We got so many kids in today's society that they're messed up. Society tells them, you need to be who you want to be. Be whatever you want to be. Don't worry, because if you think you're a toaster, by gosh, you're a toaster. Good. Can I plug the kid in? Let me test these electrodes. Oh, yeah. Are you a commercial toaster or not? Because I need to know if I need to have, like, the higher voltage. Yeah. No, I didn't kill him, teacher. He said he was a toaster. I just plugged him in. I mean, it's sad that we have to talk about... I mean, seriously, we haven't gone from a generation of 90%, 95%+ of the kids being normal, having all these kids coming out thinking they're cats and dogs, and there's 75 different genders, and, well, I wonder what you call a man who has a woman trapped in his body, who's trapped in a man's body, who's trapped in a woman's body. I mean, what do you call? We used to joke about that, yeah, I'm a lesbian trapped in a man's body, you know? What do you call that? I'm sure someone identifies as that. Like, yeah, I may have male body parts, but I think I'm a woman and I like women. And every time you turn around, there's some TikTok video with some person on here. I'm twisty binary, and what that means is, you know, like my binary twists and it changes, and every day I'm whatever I want to be. If you identify me, I'm just going to say you identified me as the wrong pronoun just because I can do it. I'm just going to do it no matter what you call me, no matter what. It's going to change. My thing's going to change. So I'm going to constantly change. Okay? So, like, it's kind of like that three-card Monty, you know, where, like, where they try to pick which one the card's in. And with the sleight of hand, you have no chance of winning. Kind of like that, you know. No matter what you call me, what pronoun you use, I'm going to say I've changed it because I'm a twisted, you know, I'm twisted like that, you know. So I'm a twisted binary, so basically at any second I can change what my pronoun would be, so... I'm just going to constantly say you get my pronoun wrong just so I can get my way and get whatever I want. No, the Constitution, there's nowhere in America does it say I have to call you whatever. No, I can call you whatever I want to. If you're a biological man, you're a man. If you're a biological woman, you're a woman. I'm not changing the stats, sorry. I don't know if you heard, but Disney and Hulu Plus were going to do it's been 2 years. Almost 2 years. I didn't want to talk about it because I couldn't wait for it to come out, and I wanted to, like, surprise all my listeners. But Disney and Hulu Plus, where they were going to do this thing, they spent 2 years working on this Hillary Clinton show called Rodham. And it was been canceled. Like, 2 years in the making. And Rodham's canceled. I mean, Netflix, I mean, Obamaflix is in the toilet. A huge hedge fund is dumped stock. I mean, I don't know what to do. Yeah, when you make a show called Cuties, where it basically has child nudity, and they said, someone said, you gotta be careful about how you, if you ever showed the video footage of it online, like talking about it, because depending on how it was showed, it could be considered pornography, by child porn, even, you know, but it's, you know, I'm like, wow. That's why I didn't even really, I just kind of talked about it briefly, but I never saw it or showed the footage or anything, because I don't want to find out later that, hey, if you watched it, it was, but it was on Netflix, and then they did the one where they mocked Jesus on Netflix and all this stuff. I'm like, yeah, I don't think so. But when you get woke like they are, you go broke. And people don't want this stuff. I mean, I remember there was kind of a little bit of controversy when they did the first and Charlie Brown Christmas, the original one. Well, they talk about Jesus and the Bible and stuff, and then it's like, And some people, how can, whatever, and like, people wanted it, and it was very successful, you know. I mean, people don't want this wokeism. I mean, like I said, it's like, $4.79 for gas where I live, and this is no joke. One of my friends posted, I didn't vote for this. Yeah, she had two sides of the pump. $1.61 for conservatives and like Republican type people, and $5.50 for the people that voted for Biden, the Democrats and stuff. And I'm like, yeah, that would be instantly, everyone would instantly support Trump at that point. I guarantee all the Obama sticker cars would still be pulling up to the ones. He's the reason why I voted for Trump, because I thought Obama was so great, but then I looked back and it wasn't great. And yeah. No, you voted for Clinton, you voted for Biden, and you're just wanting high gas prices. Nope. It's like that going to the restaurant and you get $10 to spend at the restaurant, but you can get anything you want. You just have to pay anything over $10. So if you get $10 to spend, if you buy a $15 meal, you may have to come up with $17 of taxes and stuff. If you just get water, whatever. You know, anything over $10, you have to cover it. But if it's $10 or under, it's free. So if you get a $5 sandwich, guess what? And a bag of chips and a drink, if it's $9.50, guess what? You eat for free. But if you... And all these people will sit there and, well, I'm going to make sure I get this sandwich and this, because these three things, it's $9.50, so I don't have to spend my money. And then a couple people get like $15 worth of food, and they see if they can get away without paying the extra $5. And then come the end, oh, yeah, we have a $170 bill, and there is, and the people that paid their bill, people who were paid like $9.50 for their food was $9.50, and they got $10 towards it, and they did it legitimately, and they didn't eat more than they should have, or spend more than the $10. They ended up pitching in money, where people that got $20 worth of food don't pitch in anything and just leave, and only rely on that $10 that was given. But that's what's going on in this world. Everyone at that gas pump would go to the $1.61, even if they're a Democrat. They would instantly walk in and say, no, sorry, folks. Not many, everyone's bitching about the gas price, but half the people voted for Biden. You know? You can't, I mean, Obama, I mean, Netflix is in the toilet. It's going, it's tanking faster than you can ever imagine. I mean, no one watches it. I mean, I, when they mock Jesus, I'm like, okay, I could never, granted it had been like 6 or 7 months at least since I got rid of it, but I'd never get it. Anyone that mocks my Lord and Savior, that is the reason why I'm alive and kicking and going every day. But people don't want this stuff. People don't want this wokeism. I mean, imagine, I'd hate to know how much money they spent on that Rodham series that never even is going to see the light of day. I mean, this country was founded on biblical principles. We were founded on the basis of the freedom of Christian religion, not religion in general, in Christian religion. That's why our laws and everything had to line up with the Word of God, and vice versa. You couldn't have a law that would go against something that was biblical. That's why we have a separation of church and state, so that the government doesn't run our churches and control the pulpit. That's why. It's not the government controlling, it's not keeping stuff out of the government, stuff out of the church and vice versa. It's not that. So many people, well, there's a Christian thing, you can't, the whole point of our government was founded on Christian religion and vice versa, you know. They came over here with an American covenant. It's sad. But that's just what we're in, folks. I mean, it's like when you look at that Tops, they're trying to push agendas with, because Biden is using the Buffalo shooting to seek confirmation of an alcohol, tobacco, and fire nominee. Sorry, folks. They don't know what to do. The media didn't know what to do when a guy that they interviewed was like, yeah, this would have probably been a lot less worse if I went into a grocery store and I knew that everyone there, like at least 3/4 of the cashiers were fully armed, where we're packing a 38, 45, 9mm, you know, like a Glock 911, whatever, a Walther PP3, you know, whatever the case. Okay, I'm not going to rob that place. But they try to use these, well, that guy legally obtained the gun. Every gun, unless it's a ghost gun, is somehow at some point, a criminal is not going to legally get a gun. A felon can't legally get a gun. He can't. A felon can't legally get a gun. 99% of all guns, as far as I know, are bought somehow legally, and then they get into the wrong hands. Whether the legal guy just says, screw this, I'm just going to go kill a bunch of people, or he's legal, and then not all there, and by the time they realize it, oh, he's already acquired the gun legally, now he's got a gun with ammo, and he just goes shooting up people. Thank you. Don't worry, folks. If you're pregnant and you're lactating, let me tell you, you can make a lot of money by selling any excess breast milk right now. It's this world we live in, folks. But don't worry, folks. I don't know if you've heard this one, but I guess the Twitter deal is on hold because I guess like there's audits that reveal that half of Biden's Twitter followers are not real. They're like bots. And Twitter is supposedly saying that only 5% of the accounts are bots on there. And okay, let's say if it's 100,000 bots, that's 100,000 that are fake accounts that, if they're fake, you're going to think twice about taking up that company. Because, okay, well, if there's 10% of the people on Twitter are bots, okay, that's going to affect ad revenue because, hey, if I think I'm showing stuff on Twitter to potential customers and, oh, they're a bot. Like, I was just on there more for, like, Manchester United and stuff like that because, like, if you ever got on Trump's, 90% of the stuff on there was just, like, anti-America, anti-everything. And it's like, okay, I would just read what Trump said. And that would be it. But that's a problem. If you have a lot of bots on there, I think I'm sending out stuff to potential people and their bots. A customer's gonna say, okay, well, I want to know how many people are actually on Twitter. How many of the accounts are real so that I don't want to spend money on Twitter advertising when, okay, you have a group. Because I've heard people have done that. They'll have like a page. Like, I don't post much on my conversation page because it's one step away from being shut down. I'm just done with it, so. But if you have a conversation page or whatever or something on Facebook or Twitter, they'll have a ton of bots they'll put on there. They'll get someone to put fake. That was, well, I got all these followers. When, okay, maybe you got 100 out of like 1,000 for every 1,000, you know, because the rest are bots. Well, that's not true. Okay, now it's kind of being reviewed that but it's funny. But it's kind of funny, though, when you think about it, you know. That, like, they're probably, like, imagine, like, half of the people that, you wonder how many of the accounts for, like, Obama and stuff and Hillary Clinton and stuff on Facebook and stuff are real. And, okay, we have, like, 10 people following Hillary Clinton. Okay, we got to make some fake accounts fast somehow. Hey, bots! Perfect. Now we can, now Hillary Clinton can look like she has more than 2 followers. Hey, fake, let me ask you a question. I'm here to tell you, I'm on Twitter, and I've got a lot of followers. They're not bots. I know they're not bots, because I'm Nancy Pelosi. I know. I'm Nancy Pelosi, and I'm here to say that Biden, those are all his followers. Biden doesn't have any fake accounts or bots or anything on Twitter, just like he didn't have any fake voters in the election in 2020. I know there was no fraud, that 2,000 rules, I know it's fake movie, I know, because I'm Nancy Pelosi, I know everything, and I know it's fake. I mean, it's not hard to CGI somebody going up to a voter box and putting in ballots and then taking gloves off. And, you know, they can fake that stuff. It's not real, I know, because I'm Nancy Pelosi, and I know that 80-some people voted for Biden, and none of his Twitter followers are fake. And I'm not drunk. I'm drinking water. It's not vodka. I mean, you might think I'm drunk, but I'm not drunk. It's just vodka. Just a little messenger from Nancy Pelosi. Thank you, Nancy, for that one. Lord help us. I mean, that's the problem in this world. It's a problem we end. People, and he's right to sit there and say, okay, yeah, I'm buying this. I'm buying Twitter. I just want to know exactly how many of these accounts are fake. Because that's going to really change the value of the company. And they've even had on hidden camera, like, executives, like, people high up on Twitter, basically, oh, yeah, we're not profitable because we're woke, because we're... But that's where we're at. We're in a nation, you know, we need to get back to a godly nation. Back to pride and dignity and wanting to earn a living, wanting to, see this, I built this. See? I own Case Taxis. And I came here with $40. Now I have one of the most largest taxi companies in the world, man. Not today. Oh, what can the government give me? Where's my free handout? I want my check. Can I get my check? I want my stimulus check. I want my free stimulus. I want my... Oh, yeah, I identify as a man that should have gotten about 10 stimulus checks, so I need the rest of them. No, we're in the black hole we're in because nothing's free. We're paying for all that money that was handed out, all that free money. And... it's one of those things, moving forward, that we got to do. We got to get this nation back to a godly nation. Well, first of all, I'm not going to church. Guess what? My pastor said it best, and I'm going to use his example. It's COVID, so they're just going to do like a live stream from church or something. I don't know. We'll find out. Let's all get dressed and let's go to church at home. And yeah, turn on YouTube or Facebook or their website, wherever they have it. And you get all dressed up. And you sit there on the couch and you watch it. When it's done, okay. Why don't we get dressed up in church? I mean, we're just sitting at home. So then you just get in street clothes the next week. You get up and you watch the program and like, Then the next week, we didn't really have to get dressed up. It's Sunday. We're not going anywhere. So you just stay in your PJs and okay, we'll just have breakfast in bed. Then you don't get to have breakfast in bed that much. So the next week, if you have breakfast in bed, you're in your PJs. Now, we'll watch the service later in the afternoon. Then you watch it in the afternoon. And then before you know it, I'll watch it Monday. And then Tuesday, and before you know it, you're so out of the loop oh, we got Bible study on Wednesday night. Okay, yeah, it's just on YouTube. Okay, Facebook, whatever. And then you're talking, you're watching TV, whatever. You're out in left field. Your wife, your dog, and this and that. And okay, thank you so much for tuning in to Bible study. Arrowhead Church, light of the people who know Christ. See you next week. Bye bye. What? Bible study's over? You didn't grasp any of it. You didn't have your Bible out. You weren't doing anything. And you backslid. You went from getting all nice and dressed up like you normally would to go to church or whatever you normally would to church. And you watch it to, yeah, PJs. To, I'll watch it Tuesday and Wednesday and this and that. And, you know, yeah, it's kind of a, yeah, I get to church a little early and I get some work done at the church and whatever. And we usually have dinner and fellowship before me and my wife and some of the people. And you get to interact. And you have church. It's a sacrifice, yeah. I'm going to go to church. But it's what you do. It's how you do it. And we go from, well, you know, we're not going to say this. We're not going to do that. You can't. It's just real things. I mean, Disney, when they did Midnight Madness, it was the first movie that was PG. And it was cool. And they slowly chip away. So like, well, it's just a little gun law. It's just a little background check. Just. And they take 1% of your gun restrict. They restrict your use of a gun by 1%, then 2%, then 3%, then 10%, then 20%. Before you know it, you're 50%, right? Well, I mean, you can have a gun, you just can't X, Y, and Z. You know, you have freedom of speech, you just can't say what you want to. You have freedom of religion, but you just can't, you know, there are countries where you have to, okay, you take a piece of paper that has a page of the Bible and you read it and people memorize it. And then when they get together, they read what they memorize. That way if someone finds them, well, we're not a church. Because they'll get shot and killed because they don't allow churches in their country. We have the ability to have, sit at a desk with, okay, I got the King James Version, the New King James Version, the Living Translation, the New International Version, the Matthew, and have 75 versions out and reading them and going into them, and people don't do it. My producer is walking in, so that's my wife. She's the greatest gift ever. You know, me and my wife are grateful for each other. We have God. We understand that this country was founded on godly principles, and we need to get back to that. Yes, my wife is no longer on parole.
Really?
Just kidding.
Really?
Yeah. But it's just one of those things.
I've been off of probation for a while. Thank you very much.
Yeah, she did her time. She was out in the fields. Sitting there with one of those, like, sickle things, like, doing the grass. And my wife's never.
I might do this instead of hiding.
When you sit there in a nation that's gone backslid, how do you get it back? When you expose the truth, and that, I mean, I hate to quote Miss Rodham, but, like, what difference does it make at this point? If I prove to you that there's fraud and there's this, what difference does it make if nothing changes? We got to change the hearts and minds of the people and get them back to God. I mean, when I went to the Ark, I'm telling you what, if you're a believer, it made you more of a believer. And if you're not a believer, I don't know how you can't leave there believing. Incredible. And
we're in the safe.
There.
There?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if you've heard of Luxury Jewels in Beverly Hills. It's a luxury jewelry store that has, like, antique jewels and jewelry. And, like, you know, I mean, some of this jewelry stuff would be, like, $20,000 in 1920. Mm-hmm. You know, 1910. And in the broad daylight, they got robbed for $8 to $9 million worth of jewels. The guy that was in the back of the store, no joke, thought their guns going off. And he's like, okay, stay down, stay down. He grabbed his gun. And when he went to go see what was going on, when it stopped, he realized that they had busted out the door window and they had taken jewelry. And this stuff is like one of a kind. This is price. This is like 10s, 20s, and 30s jewelry that's... that back, it'd have been like 20,000 probably back then. And now he has a guy with a AR-15, it looked like, in his store, guarding him. Beverly Hills used to be one of the most safest places to go. Now the foot traffic is like down 90%. No one wants to go there. So if you're out there, show some love, show some support. Let's take back our streets. Don't let these people win. If you'd like to support Peter Shahid, he is at 203 South Beverly Drive, Beverly Hills, California, 90212. His phone number is 310-205-0093. I'm actually going to write him a letter where I stand with him. We want people to know that this ain't acceptable in America. And it's sad because I guarantee you that jewelry has already been hot. They've already melted it down for pennies on the dollar, the gold or whatever, diamonds ripped out of it. And I'm hoping it's a real cell phone because they had a cell phone. One of the guys dropped the cell phone, so hopefully it's one of theirs and not like something they stole like 5 minutes before, because if the cell phone is one of theirs, they say by now they've already been able to track where they were, everything. And he's supposedly been told that someone's been arrested, and when he called the authorities, he said, I don't know who's told you that, but even if we've arrested someone, we wouldn't tell you. We can't really say anything until the investigation's over. But Peter Shahid, show him some love. I want that dude at that address at 203 South Beverly Drive, Beverly Hills, California, 209-0212. Flood that guy with mail. Let him know that this is not acceptable in California, New York, Chicago, Indiana, Michigan, nowhere. That we're gonna take our country back. None of this, it sickens me every time. Okay, 25 more people shot and 4 killed in Chicago. 50 people shot, 6 killed in Chicago. 10 people shot, 1 killed in Chicago. Every weekend, it's the same thing. 30 people. This is unacceptable. Close to $9 million worth of jewels and watches. And the watches are going to be very hard to sell because those have serial numbers and everything. They ain't going to be tracked. And anyone that's going to buy them, you're going to have to hawk them on the street for probably a quarter of what they're worth. Wow, it's hard to believe. I want to get into some Premier League news. I just wanted to get that out there. We have about 7 minutes on. Thank you so much for tuning in. To see Ten Hag, no holiday, coming right in to get working. There's a June transfer window that he's kind of set up himself and Manchester United want, because he wants to have everyone that's going to be potentially on the team, except for maybe one or two exceptions that, yeah, he's agreed to be on the team. He's got this obligation or something, but he's signed or whatever. You know, so that when they can get training and when they come back, when he comes back on from like a 2 or 3 week holiday, they can start training, and when they go on their tour, it's gold. your golden is good. And it's not like, okay, yeah, we got one transfer. And I'm gonna see some players come in. I'm gonna see like 5 or 6 players, 4 or 5. I don't want some of these. I don't want, like we've done in the past like 5 years. Here's the 2 marquee signings. Here's the whole budget. No, I'm gonna see some $10 million players. I'm gonna see some $10 million players, some $15 million players, $20 million players. That, okay, yeah, we've been scouting this guy. He's from Argentina, or he's from the Netherlands, or he's from Spain, or yeah. He's like, he's in the championship version of like Spain or whatever in Spain, and this guy, holy cow, this guy's gonna dominate. Never heard of the guy, you know? That's the kind of thing we wanna check out. I mean, supposedly from credible sources, Ajax, I think we're gonna get Timber, I guarantee him. They're not going to sell us 2 players. You know, we're already taking their manager. But Timber, I think, is going to be a great addition to the club. But we, you know, we need to, we can't, I want to see us spend wisely instead of getting these 2 marquee signings. Okay, guess what? Marquee signings, oh, that's great. We got $150 million to spend, and you're going to spend it all on 2 players? Not today, Satan, not today. Would I like to see a Declan Rice come to the club? Sure I would. I'd love to see a Declan Rice. I'd love to see, like, the Lewandowski come. It's just me. I want to see some of these great players come. I'm going to see some. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens in this transfer deadline. I mean, I want to see some players come. I think Nunez. Some of these players are like, yeah, would you get a Devin Nunez in? $50 million, I'd take Devin. There's some great players out there that I think we could get to the club. I'm going to see if we can get some swaps. You know, like, we give you, like, Anthony Martial, you take Timber. You know, something like that, you know. Dejan. We'll take, you know, we'll give you Dejan and Juan Matic and $20 million. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see. I mean, I take some of these players that take what they want, you know. Conte. There's some decent players out there I would want. I want to see. I love a Conte. I'd love to get. I don't want to get these, okay, 30-somethings, okay, yet. Yep. Real Madrid don't want them here. You can take them. No. I want to see some good players coming in here. I want to see some decent signings with smart money spent. I don't want to see crap loads of money spent on, like, 2 players. I think a lot of players want to see where United are going to end up. Got about 90 seconds left in the program, folks. But I think if we can get into the Europa League, we can maybe get De Jong and the Nunez, as long as you, because I would look at Ten Hag, the way he's coming out. Okay, he's taking this job very seriously. This is what I'm demanding, this X, Y, and Z, and I can see this going forward. I'd be like, okay, maybe what you want to be a part of the dream team that's the rebuild, like the rise from the ashes when the Munich air disaster happened. Hey, we were in the Europa League, and, you know, what if next year they win the Europa League, and then the next year we win a title? Who knows? It'd be exciting to see. I'd want a challenge, and this might, you know. So, I'd be excited to play for Ten Hag, so it's going to be interesting to see. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of, and thank you so much wherever you are listening around the world. And don't forget this, folks, this covenant. For the firm reliance and the protection of divine providence who mutually put each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Till next Monday, good night, and God bless. Goodbye.